On Monday's Lifeline, I was joined by Mark O'Brien from DCU School of Communications. We discussed a new award called the Mary Raftery Prize. I began by asking Mark about Mary's contribution to Irish journalism.
Sure, yeah. I mean, Mary was born here in Dublin in 1957, and she studied engineering out at UCD. And while out at UCD, she became involved in student politics, the Union of Students of Ireland, that many of your listeners might be familiar with. And after that, then, she joined McGill magazine, and she also wrote for In Dublin. And while writing for those magazines, she developed a huge interest in social affairs, the living conditions under which people lived in the city, particularly the inner city. And so she wrote on the ravages of drugs in the inner city, crime, property speculation, how locals were being priced out of living in the area they were born in. And she joined RTE in 1984. And she continued her huge interest in social journalism there at RTE. In fact, in 1985, she was named the Woman Journalist of the Year for a television documentary that she made on the treatment or mistreatment of patients in psychiatric hospitals. But I suppose your listeners would most likely remember Mary Raftery for her groundbreaking television programme, States of Fear, which was broadcast in 1999.
Oh, right. And I remember it well, yeah.
I mean, people remember it because it was just, it was the first time that the stories behind those who had been incarcerated in the industrial schools was told. And what really, the real impact of that three-part documentary series was the fact that, you know, it was the survivors' testimony speaking directly to camera, and just many for the first time being able to talk about what had happened in those institutions. And that really kind of opened the floodgates for many more people to come forward and talk about the conditions they had endured in those institutions. I mean, it was really had a huge impact. You might remember it forced the government to issue an apology to those who had been locked up in those institutions. There was a commission of inquiry, then the Ryan report, which was, you know, horrific in its findings when it reported in 2009. And, you know, this might sound like long, long ago, but in real terms, it's not. I mean, these, you know, many people endured horrible conditions in these institutions, and were, thanks to the work of Mary Raftery, were able to have their story told for the first time. Mm.
I did say at the start, Mark, that this is a new award. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Mary, unfortunately, died at a very young age in 2010, and to remember her, her family set up the Mary Raftery Journalism Fund, and over the last number of years, they've been funding people, young journalists particularly, to go out and to carry on the legacy and the type of work that Mary had done. And so this new prize, it's a new development, and it's funded by a bequest or a fund from the Raftery family to DCU, and also sponsored by the BAI. And the idea is to help promote social affairs journalism. So it's an industry prize. It's for journalists who are working in the area of social affairs, social justice issues, and, you know, it's to promote and recognize the need, the real need that is there for substantial social inquiry, social investigation. I mean, these issues are never far from the headlines, whether it's the scourge of drugs, crime, homelessness, direct provision, all of that. I mean, the more we talk about it, the more these issues perhaps can be resolved. So this prize is set up to recognise those journalists who carry on the work, if you will, of Mary Raftery.
Now, we've always had in this country, Mark, a rich history of social affairs journalism, I think I'm right in saying.
Yeah.
Would you be concerned that we might lose that ability to be able to tell stories like this? I like those stories that Mary told that were vitally important to the fabric and the structure of the state, particularly the moral fabric and the structure of the state. But with social media and fake news and all of that kind of thing, would you be concerned that we might be on the verge of losing it? That ability to tell the truth and to see it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the prize is for substantial journalism, and as you kind of hit the nail on the head there, in this time of social media, everything is so immediate, everything is instant, and there's very little time for reflection or deep research. It's always on to the next headline, the next story, the next development in the story. There's very little time for anybody to just stand still and pause and consider, you know, whatever issue it is, in a very deep way, in a very deeply contextual way. You know, everything has a history. All these issues have a history. We're here because, you know, things happened in the past. And so the prize is to try to encourage deep thinking, deep research, and put these issues in their proper context, and maybe perhaps suggest solutions as well, rather than, as you know, with social media, hopping from one topic to the next or one development to the next. It's about maybe standing still and doing something that has depth.
I was about to say that that's the one thing you don't get on social media now is depth. It really isn't depth.
No,
there's very little
of
it, if any.
Absolutely, very, very little. It's and that's what this prize is trying to do, maybe to try to encourage more of that deep investigation, substantial work. It's all too easy, perhaps, to be glib on social media and all of that. But, you know, these are serious issues that affect so many people that need to be resolved, and they're not going to be resolved by gifts or, you know, the odd comment on social media. We need to have a deep discussion about these issues, how they arose, how they're affecting people, and, you know, as I said, what kind of solutions might be possible.
What can you tell us about the nominations process, Mark? How can people nominate people?
Well, it is an industry prize, so it's actually media organisations themselves that will be nominating journalists for the prize. So it is in that way a specific type of competition. It's an industry prize where media organisations nominate their journalists, and the winner will be chosen by a judging panel of three individuals drawn from non-governmental organisations primarily. So those who work day to day with those people affected by some of the issues that we mentioned earlier on, and so it's I suppose it is an industry recognition of this substantial piece of social affairs journalism that tackled a substantial issue of concern to a lot of people, and it's just a recognition that we need this and we need more of it.
Is this just a literary award, Mark, or can a piece of work be submitted on maybe film or video?
Yeah, even though Mary did work in print and broadcasting, so it's open to all media. So
oh, great.
Not just newspapers or magazines. It's open to broadcasters, filmmakers, whatever media. We're not restrictive in terms of what type of media is nominated. In fact, we've had quite an expression of interest from right across the media sector, from regional newspapers to regional radio stations, maybe even yourself, if that's of interest. So it's very broad. It's open. It's all media is welcome. Once the content addresses social affairs or social justice issues.
And that's what we do in here. Thanks, Mark.
Excellent. I can well imagine, yeah.
I'll have a chat with the powers that be above me and after this program, and we'll see what we can do. I'm sure we can find lots of things to submit.
Excellent.
But anyway,
maybe
not mine, but other people's. Can you tell us a little bit about the award itself, Mark? When will people know that they've won, and what will the winners receive?
So the prize, it's a prize of €1,000 plus a medal, the Mary Rathbury
wow.
Prize medal, and it will be awarded at the end of March. So nominations are now open. As I said, there's been quite an expression of interest. And so March, the winner will be announced. And I should also mention that Mary Raftery's family have donated her papers, all her working papers, over the course of her career to DCU. And there is an exhibition running at DCU Library in Glasnevin at the minute, and it's based on her life story and the journalism that she did, and that we've mentioned today, and others as well. And it's still running at the library there. There's no charge, and anyone is welcome to come along and take a trip, I suppose, down memory lane. They will see many of the stories from McGill in Dublin, RTE, all of that. It's a really nice exhibition to try, you know, just to kind of, again, remember her work and the groundbreaking journalism that she did.
Absolutely. And what makes this award extra special is that whoever wins it will always be the first winners of it.
That's it. It's the inaugural year of the award, so the first whoever wins is the first winner, and it's a nice recognition of the work that that needs to be done in this area.
And the great thing is, if they set a high bar, then that'll be the target then from now on in.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know, it'll encourage other people to kind of aspire to that depth, to do that type of journalism that is so badly needed. You know, these issues are ever present. They need to be discussed. They need to be talked about in a deep way, in a substantial way. And so it really will, hopefully, as you said, propel people to aim higher in terms of the depth and the quality of the coverage that these issues need.
Can you remind people again, Mark, about deadlines?
Sure, yeah. So the deadline for entries for media organisations to nominate the journalists for the award is the 21st of February. And then the judging system kicks in and the award will be announced, or the winner, sorry, will be announced on the 27th of March at DCU. So, we're looking forward to having an event there to try to remember Mary, the work she did, to announce the award, and to you know, celebrate good quality social affairs, social justice journalism.
And you mentioned that this is for organisations nominating, so the nomination process will come from the organisations themselves. Now, what happens if an organisation has two pieces of work that they would like to submit? Can they?
They can indeed, yeah. Media organisations, whether they're radio stations or regional newspapers or broadcasters or independent production companies, they can nominate as many times as they want. Absolutely. And if there are any listeners out there who think that there's any work that needs to be nominated or should be nominated for the prize, I'd encourage them to contact you know, the respective media organizations and suggest that this work be nominated for the prize, because it is an industry prize, but it is, you know, the journalism is produced for the public. So if there's any journalism out there that any members of the public feel that should be nominated, then please do contact the respective media organisation and suggest that work be nominated for the award.
We touched on this earlier, Mark, but how important can social affairs journalism be as a tool to help counteract all the misinformation that floats around social media, which kind of seeps into everyday life and topics of conversation? These topics of conversation built on nothing more than a myth.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very important. I mean, there is a danger, and it has always been there, that media organisations talk to a particular sector in society, and for by and large, that generally is the middle classes. Advertisers seek to reach the middle classes as well, and that can leave whole sectors of society, those that are not middle class, those who are not being targeted by advertisers, out in the cold. And you know, there's whole sections of our community out there that are perhaps not reflected in the media as their numbers would warrant. And that's where social affairs journalism comes in. It's about capturing their stories, their life experiences, and reflecting them in the media and making everybody in society aware that, you know, these issues exist, that there are sections of the community out there that you may not be very familiar with and the issues that affect that community. So social affairs journalism is really important in that, in broadening people's horizons and recognizing, getting people to recognize that there's life beyond social media, there's life beyond Grafton Street, there's life, you know, that there are other worlds out there that you need to experience and need to be exposed to, and there are other issues out there that may never affect you if you're privileged enough not to to encounter these issues, but there are issues out there that are really serious, like in the last couple of days, you know, the crime has dominated the headlines again, drugs ravaging through communities has dominated the headlines again, homelessness is never far from the headlines, direct provision, all of these issues, marginalisation, the unemployed, all of these issues, you know, may not get as much coverage as they deserve because they are not issues that affect a lot of people who consume media, but they are issues that definitely need to be covered because they are happening in our society, and they need to be resolved, they need to be talked about. And so that's where good, strong social affairs journalism comes in. It's shining a light, as Mary Raftery did, it's shining a light into the darkest corners that we don't acknowledge, that we pretend don't exist, or that we're not aware that exists.
Absolutely.
Know? And that's where social affairs journalism comes in. And it's very... You know, quite a lot of social affairs journalism is you know, it's hard to take, it's hard to digest, it's difficult reading, it's not PR, it's not pleasant, but it needs to be addressed because these issues do exist in our society, and we don't achieve anything by pretending that they don't exist.
And just finally, Mark, in the minute or so that we have left, can you remind people again, or organisations again, should I say, how they can submit a piece of work, what that work must entail, if there's any rules or definitions around it, if it can only be a certain word count or a certain amount of time, if it's a video submission or a film submission, and when the awards will happen, and what the people will win. You mentioned the medal. I think the medal is an amazing touch. I really do. I think it's something personal.
It is. It's hugely personal, and you know, people will be able to have that that prize for the rest of their lives. And as you said, they'll be the first winner of the Mary Raftery prize. You know, it's a real kind of feather in the cap, and hopefully the prize will encourage, you know, as you said, people to reach higher and do greater work and more in-depth work. So the prize, as we said, consists of an award of €1,000 plus that medal, the Mary Raftery Prize medal. The only condition in terms of content or nominated work is that it must have been published or broadcast in 2019. So this first prize recognises work that was produced or broadcast or published in the calendar year of 2019. That's the only condition. So there's no word count or duration time or anything like that. And the prize is open to print, online, broadcast, film, or any other medium. So it's very open. But the work that is submitted has to be related to social affairs or social justice journalism, because that is what the prize is set up to promote and to recognise. Media organisations then, they nominate their respective pieces of work. They can nominate as many times as they want. And the deadline is the 21st of February, with the prize being announced at the end of March, the 27th of March, at a function at DCU. And hopefully, we're hoping that the prize, and I should say again, that the prize is funded by a bequest from the Raftery family and is sponsored by the BAI as well. And it, you know, we're hoping that in the years to come that the prize will become recognised as, you know, the prestigious prize that it is, because it does reflect the work of somebody who broke the mould in Irish journalism in telling stories that were hidden for so many decades. And hopefully this prize will go on to encourage people to engage in social journalism, even though it's, you know, it's a difficult topic. It tackles difficult issues. We're hoping that it will encourage people to engage in social affairs journalism, to make those documentaries, to go out into those communities that they may not necessarily go to on a day-to-day basis, to look around them, to see the Ireland that is hidden, and to, you know, lift the lid, shine the light on the experiences of those who perhaps don't get media coverage, or the issues that don't get media coverage that really do need to be talked about and discussed in society.
Well, Mark, thanks a million for taking time out this morning. Fascinating subject. I mean, we'll definitely, I'm looking forward to bringing the winners in, and we can have
Great.
A chat with them. Absolutely. And do keep in touch.
Will do, George. And thanks very much for having us on this morning.
Great stuff, Mark. That's what we're here for. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
Great stuff, Mark. Thank you. Bye-bye. And I was joined there by Mark O'Brien from DCU School of Communications.